Okay, good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. This is They Won't But We Fucking Will podcast, and we are live on TikTok as well as recording for to stream on any device that you get your podcast from. The beginning of the episode, we're going to change it up. I got like a little layout here for everybody. We have a no disclaimer section. So what type of situation did you not use a filter, but afterwards you wish you did? If you want to answer that question, then raise your hand and I will allow you to come up and talk. Let me see. Christina. And you wish you did after you already said it.
Oh, I can speak about plenty of that.
Okay, give me one, George. Give me one.
You want one?
No, washing your mouth. I ain't washing shit.
Please mute yourself if it's not your turn, because we are recording.
I mean, it's a bunch of situations. Like, I ain't really got no cut cards. But there are situations where I didn't have no filter, then I'd be like, damn, why the hell I say that? Like, I'm just speaking in general. Like, it's too many for me to just go off of one specific situation. Because sometimes I speak with my emotions, sometimes they're not logic. So I just go off. Like, I felt as though you disrespected me or you said something crazy. Then I ain't got no filter towards you. Then I go back and like, maybe I could have handled that a little differently. You know, but I still meant what I said, though. I meant what I said.
Right. You just could have said it a little bit different, a little more nicer without the cursing and not caring what you're saying at the moment because you're just trying to get it off your chest. I got you.
So it's like, I ain't gonna speak about one specific situation, but like, that's in general. Like, I don't really like to bite my tongue too much no more. Especially with all the, like, I used to bite my tongue a whole lot. Like, with no filter, I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna let this pass. I'm tired of letting shit go. I'm sick of that. I'm tired of that. Sometimes I regret it, sometimes I don't. It depends on what's going on and who I might have hurt with this situation that happened. It depends on what's going on.
All right, so Jeannie, since you're not on mute, how about you answer the question?
Oh, I just had an incident like that Friday.
Okay, what happened?
I'm talking to my coworker, so the old lady on the bus. The other old lady asked her that she wanted to sit down. She have an aisle one sit between two bags. Then she turned around and said something to me. And I turned around and said, I'll slap the shit out you.
Oh, Lord.
And she shut up. But once I got off the bus, I was so amped up and so angry. I'm like, that bitch like she had a wolf pussy around her fucking lips. You know, I was so fucking mad. When I realized, I'm like, that was the old ass lady I just disrespected. But really, I ain't give a fuck because I'm tired of this shit.
Let me tell you. I had one today. I was driving. I had a passenger in the car. And we were on one of them skinny-ass narrow streets that go one way and people park on both sides of the fucking street. So this minivan guy was trying to come out of the alley. He didn't want to wait for me in the car that was behind me. So he zooms out. And I'm cussing him out. Man, karma was a bitch right then and there for him. But I felt bad afterwards. He hit the curb and busted his back tire. Like, and he had to pull over. And I just went by, but I waved. I waved when I went by, but I felt bad afterwards because I was like, damn, he ain't deserved that. But he could have waited his turn. And I'm thinking to myself, if he actually waited, his tire would still be right.
That's tough. Specifically for real, and I could just get it out there where I felt as though I should have put my tongue on that one. It probably happened with a situation where I disrespect older than me. It's probably one of the type of situations I ain't had to lean on an older person like that, because I do respect my elders, don't get me wrong, but like sometimes they even be out of pocket.
Yes, they did.
I'm thinking to myself, like, bro, who are you talking to?
You want to do that?
I didn't do nothing to you. Like, how you acting like this? You know?
See if you can come in if you do that. Evelyn's on there now. All right. Evelyn, did you have one for that situation?
Not really, because I said what I said and I meant what I said. And you gotta give respect
to receive it. All right. Whoever got the noise in the background, please mute. Act like this is your job for the time that you on here.
This is the last time we're going to say that, and then we just going to cut you out because we sent text messages out and it's still happening. So it's no more interrupting the podcast than make common sense announcements.
All right. I know what you're saying, Evelyn, because sometimes I be saying stuff out of my mouth, but you know what? I'm famous for telling, you know how you good at giving advice, but you're not good at taking your own advice. So I'm good at telling people, like, think about what you say before you say it and put yourself in that situation. If somebody said it to you, would you like it? And then you shouldn't say it if it's a no, I wouldn't like it. But I don't do that. I spaz and then I ask questions later. So, yeah, I get it.
I can cuss you all without cussing at you. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can do it very politely and mannerly, but you'll get my drift from what I'm saying to you. Because you're old enough and you're older than me to comprehend that.
You're right, yeah.
And you didn't think about my feelings when you decided to say what you said, so now you expect me to think before I speak? No, we're going to try it here. Because we both equal. We all the same. You bleed like I bleed. So, now let me try it. Did that sound nice to you?
Okay, so don't get mad at my reaction once you did what you did. It made me go off in the first place. Don't get mad at me now.
Right.
All right. Well, Diamond, I know you right here, and some reason we have faulty things where it's not allowing you to add, but did you have a situation where you said something and then you regretted it after?
I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, of course. Sometimes I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I react off emotion based off like reality and facts, and that can put me in a sticky situation. I do have to sit in that sometimes, because yes, I may have said it, but I'm also just reacting. I may have did something to that person where I may get over tomorrow because I know I'm just talking out of anger. But now that person has to live with that, what I said to them, how I carried them. So it's definitely growth. I'm working on that actually now, I'm going to be honest, because my temper and my mouth is something that, if you know me, you know, it don't take much for me to just go off. It's 0 to 100 with me real quick. So I have to work on it. That's all.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get into the topics for the ones that are here. I don't see my cousin Ashley. Maybe she'll join after we get started. So I'm going to skip past her and go to Evelyn. Evelyn, you had 382 and 400. Did you want to do both of them or just do one and then come back and do another one after everybody else does theirs?
Yeah, come back and do another one.
All right, which one are you going to do for us first?
The first one, which was the benefit from being homophobic.
Okay.
So, I thought you were going to read the questions.
Oh, let me open that up, because I wrote the numbers down. Please forgive me, guys. I wrote the numbers down, but I didn't write the question down next to it, because I have the board at home. So, you're at 380. Whoops. All right.
380.
Oh, you got it. Okay, never mind. Diamond has it for me.
This was Ash's original correction, just to be correct, right?
I'm sorry. Evelyn's 382. Sorry.
Okay, Evelyn had 382. Forced forgiveness, expecting LGBTQ people to reconcile without accountability.
So I got from that was because I love my LGBTQ elemental P community.
We love you too.
I am part of as well. And I just love people, so I understand. Again, it's being sorry and not sorry at the same time. So it's like, you're not going to forgive me because I do what I do, but I am who I am. So I apologize or want forgiveness from you because of your unacceptance, but I'm not really sorry because this is me and how I accept myself.
Exactly.
So you don't have to love me, but you have to respect me.
Amen.
And that's the thing, though, about that type of stuff. Like, I don't understand why, like, a lot of people be so upset that that person is who they are. I understand where you at. I'm good with where you at. Just don't fuck with me. Leave me alone. But like, I ain't with none of that crazy-ass shit. You feel me? Because I'm speaking as a man, you feel me? Of course, women, you know, they get down a little differently, which I have no judgment upon.
Thank you for clarifying that.
I like girls, I like girls too. I'm good with all that. But I'm saying is like people be so upset that they doing what they do. Let them live their best life. Worry about what the fuck you got going on. You worried about a gay person or a bisexual person or whoever, whatever you want to call yourself. Why are you worried about them? You giving people too much energy in your fucking head when you worried about shit like that.
Right.
Worry about what you got going on. That person want to be that, let them be that. As long as they don't deal with you on that type of level, just keep it moving. People makes it so hard, man.
And I love you, Dan.
She's giggling. She love you, too. Hey, Kay. Now, I could say something like, you know, I grew up in a household where I wasn't accepted because of who I chose. It's not the gay life, but the reason I'm bringing that up, I say that to say this, like, I've told my kids, like, even when Diamond came out, like, I made it known, like, I wasn't accepted for this, this, and this that I did, so I know how that feels. So as long as you're not hurting yourself or somebody else, if you love it, I love it too. So do you, like, you know, like George said, like, if it ain't for you, you can still be friends or still talk to that person that is that way, you know?
Let me get back to that. The main word you just said was acceptance. Because it's like a lot of people out here, they searching for acceptance from other people to validate who they are.
Yeah.
Why don't you focus on validating yourself?
Yeah.
Who you are. It doesn't matter what they say about you. They talked about Jesus, my nigga. Like, what are you mad about? Knock it off, man. I know you fucking lying.
Yeah.
That make no sense. Everybody searches from acceptance from other people. Just be who you are and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, accept yourself first, but that comes to say, like, you have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. So if you choose to be with another woman, or you choose to be with a transgender, or you choose to be with the opposite sex, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Whatever makes you happy, I'm going to be happy for you. Because you ain't doing nothing to me. You ain't hurting my feelings. You know, you ain't crossing no lines with me. Just because you sleeping with that female, you know, I'm not sleeping with that female. So if that's cool with you, it's cool with me.
It's out of your control anyway.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't, you know, I don't go into everybody's bedroom and see what they doing when they doing it. Because I don't want nobody in my bedroom when I'm doing it. With your looking ass.
Only the camera.
All in the camera. He looked like he could touch his nose to the camera. All right, Evelyn, did you have anything else to say about that? Hi, Shay. Thank you for coming in.
It was just that, like you said, that was a big one, that you have to love yourself first before you can get anyone else love or think you can love people properly. If you can't love yourself correctly, how can I benefit you if I don't know what it is?
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's like me and my daughter were actually talking. I didn't know that I was going to bring this up, so she don't know. But we were talking last night, and she was like, Mom, I just needed to know what made you think you were bi. I said, because I did things, you know. It's been a while since I've been with a female, but I've been with a female before, a couple of them, but I prefer the penis if I'm going to be on the lighter situation besides, you know. But it's what you want to deal with at that time. And like, if I'm with a man and a woman tries to talk to me, no, I'm with this man right now. Like, you might have had your chance before this, but I'm with the guy now. So, and that's the reason why you say, hey, I'm bisexual, but I'm more, I say I'll be about 33% and then 66% straight, 33% bi. Okay. But okay, we're going to move on. George, you are next. Did you want to do 414 or 426 first?
My bad, everybody. My apologies. My phone fell off. They won't stand.
Wow, I was wondering where you went. You was flipping.
Hold on. I'll grab my little joint so I can read it.
Let me know which number you're doing first. Oh, he put himself on mute. Because Diamond has the list. Which one are you doing first, George?
I said, can I tell everybody, please check the screen. Thank you for everyone who just came in. Welcome to... They won't, but we fucking will.
Amen. Everybody get a chuckle on that one. Oh, George disappeared.
He probably got
reconnected. Oh, okay.
That phone went down. It flipped a few
times. All right. Jeannie, is Al available? Oh, never mind. George coming back. We're going to get Al next. Join my fan club. I had a heart dancing on my head, guys. Join it. All right, George, which number did you want to do first?
Hold on. All right, my bad, y'all. The phone went timber. I'll do 414.
414, Diamond, and that is?
414.
George.
Yeah, true love and care of loneliness.
Oh, right.
Here I got it. Okay, you said it already, George. Go ahead.
before we even get to that, what is true love? Thank you for asking. true love is a constant choice and commitment. You accept that person for flaws and all. I can be myself around you. I'm breaking the walls down. You know, the vulnerability aspect of it. Cause I ain't gonna lie, if I'm with my lady or whatever going on, I'm a little childish. That's my little vulnerability for real. I get like a little kid sometimes. I get a little jittery and shit. I be having fun. It's just that it's that genuine bond that you feel like they can't be broken. And you know, it's like providing that safety valve for you. Like no matter if that's spiritually, emotionally, physically. You know, whatever that entails. And then the one main thing I feel about it is like you are very focused on your woman's well being and growth. Because if y'all ain't trying to grow, what the fuck y'all together for?
Amen.
So that's part of it. But as far as loneliness, like you can be lonely and you can be, you know how it goes, Cinnamon, the old saying, you can be in a crowd full of people, you still feel lonely.
Amen.
That's a classic, you know what I'm saying? So, but the loneliness is something that your partner can't even fix for you. Your partner can't fix none of that. They can help mend your wounds, but that ain't something that they can straight on fix.
Right.
You know, so that's something that you gotta be able to, before you even find true love, you gotta find out who the fuck you are. You gotta fix yourself internally first before, you know, before shit like that is like, and true love is like you got that deep connection, the mutual understanding, like respect, trust. And that's the thing that you don't get overnight. You don't get true love overnight. That's something that comes with time, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And it's, let me say, true love can cure happiness because it's like a lot of people not even willing to find who they are first before they think they're going to jump into, it ain't even love no more. Like the shit is lust now. Infatuation with that person.
Yeah.
You ain't in love with that person like motherfuckers say they are. So a lot of shit ain't even true love, which makes it more difficult because you don't know what the genuine connection is. If there is one. If there is one of those. So, I mean, like, it doesn't cure the loneliness because, like, when you jumping into something and you just jumping into shit, a lot of times you're not even trying to find true love. You're trying to fill a void. You're trying to fill a void out of some shit that you done been through already. You're trying to fill that void. Like, all right, if I get this person or I get that person, I can fill this void right now to stop me from hurting. But you're hurting internally, not even from it might not even be from another person. It could be from a situation, some PTSD shit, some trauma. It can be a lot of things that you're caring from. But since you haven't cared for them things and you were just looking for a void and not true love, deep down, you're still going to be hurting. You're still going to be hurt. So it's just like, if you ain't ready for this shit, don't commit to this shit. Just don't try to find true love if you ain't ready.
Okay.
That involves life evaluations of yourself. You know, you know how they say when you replay that tape, you replay that tape in your head about the shit that you've been through or whatever the case.
Yep.
You run the tape back. Find out what happened. Find out what's going on. Find out where this went wrong at, where that went wrong at. Sometimes you gotta break yourself down and bring yourself back up. I'm saying, so it's just a lot of things that come with that. And a partner is not necessarily gonna do all that for you because your partner could be dead or not. You still gotta live with your own shit.
You're right.
You still gotta live with that. No matter if you got a partner, you don't got a partner. So fix what's wrong with you first. And then go and try to help the next person because if you ain't right, you can't make nobody else right.
You're right about that. But look, I looked at it this way too, George. Like, true love, it goes back to you gotta love yourself before you can love somebody else. So that's where true love starts, with yourself, within. Like, you know, if you can't within love yourself, you can't give love to anybody else. It be it your animal, your best friend, your lover, it don't matter. You ain't gonna be able to give that directly to that person or thing or animal, you know.
That's a fact. Yep, that's good. And then the thing about it is about true love, which can cause loneliness, right? One thing about if you truly in love with a person, and then it can, like, you never know, it can be a quick flip. And let me tell you why it can be a quick flip. Because it's like patterns start to change, the energy starts to change, lack of intimacy, the underminingness of your partner starts to happen, and things like that. For real, you be laying next to your partner, and you feel like you laying next to nobody. You feel what I'm saying?
You're right. That's like going back to sleeping with like your best friend, and even if it's the opposite sex. Best friend or not, whatever, you're laying in the bed together, like one is on top of the blanket, one is under the blanket, because guess what? We not communicating with the love. We not communicating at all. We not going to be physically communicating either.
And another thing that can make you feel lonely too, right? And I was thinking about this. It's a love language. And it might not align together. So all that type of stuff causes the loneliness with the poor communication on top of that. That bitch, you ain't give me no pussy on top of that too. And then this going on, that going on, like what the fuck is this? So all that shit can cause loneliness and the thing that you thought was true love. That's why the first thing I did before I even spoke about the whole topic, I said, what is true love? Like, does anybody even know what that really means for real? I'm still trying to find my goddamn self. Somebody teach me. Teach me how to love. Yeah. That's right. I had some more here, too.
Okay, we got the time.
Another thing that I wrote down that I was really looking at, right? I remember I said earlier, like, it can alleviate, you know, temporarily. But I feel as though you got to be careful with that. Because when you jump in this shit too goddamn fast, it's like you masking the other shit that's going on behind it. It's like a motherfucker put a mask on, it's deeper, and it can also isolate you even more than you was in the beginning.
You're right about that. You're right about that.
I don't know, man. True love is a motherfucker, I guess.
True love should be in a dictionary by itself, because there's so many aspects and definitions to that. And I don't think Webster is big enough to have it all in one book.
This motherfucking thick, man.
It's like a family tree. It's just never ending. All right, so we're going to move on to Al. Al had 420. Diamond, what's 420?
420 is feeling replaceable in people's lives.
All right, Al, let us know about your situation.
Well, how y'all going today? All right, so feeling replaceable in people's lives, or was it relationship?
Lives? Is it relationships, Diamond? I thought, is it just lives?
Lives.
Lives. Lives.
Oh, okay. So feeling replaceable in people's lives is like, I'm going to go with my own mama situation. I ain't even going to play with it. I'm gonna go straight in.
Okay.
Now, those who don't know, I ain't got no problem sharing my life. My mama threw me and my brothers in foster care at the age, when I was 3. So, her coming back into my life when I was 12, 13, she came back as a friend, not as a parent. So, from that point on, it's like, I don't have a mother, I got a friend. But I also got a mother, but, you know, it's like, is it a real relationship here? Is it real mother, son? It's like, can I replace her with somebody else? Because basically, I have been replacing my own mother with a hell of other people. Foster mothers, street mothers, people that just been there for me, shit like that. So I think it's very easy to feel replaceable in your life or anybody else's life. It's just you gotta know who to replace somebody with and how to replace them. But not everybody is good to be put in your life.
You're right. With your mother come back in your life, is she still in your life?
Yeah, she called me 2 days ago.
Okay. Do y'all have a bond? Is it more than a friendship now that you older, or is it still like she trying to be your friend?
She's still trying to be a friend.
Okay. How do you feel about that situation though, Al? Cause, you're a boy and you're a man. And, most men are mama's boys.
Personally, I would prefer that she came back and tried to be a mother, even with her little problems she has. I would accept that you still trying to be a mother, even when you're struggling. But you came back with the same struggle and the same mentality, and you just trying to be a friend instead of a parent. So there's no point in me even trying to be your son. I'm just going to be what you want me to be, your friend.
Okay. Do you call her mom or do you call her by her name?
I call her by her first name, her middle name, and sometimes I may call her mama depending on how I feel about her.
Now, if you was going through a situation, let's say just with you and Jeannie going through a situation, would your mother be one of the top 5 people that you would call?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Say no more.
After the last of the last person.
Okay. All right, Al. We're going to move on to Jeannie. She had 423. Diamond, what's 423?
423 That's 425.
The Guilt of Healing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's 425.
She has 425?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. I wrote it wrong. What's 425?
She said it's The Guilt of Healing.
Oh, The Guilt of Healing. Okay, Jeannie, give us yours.
Well, how I look at it is like somebody's going into recovering to progress a new emotional territory for themselves.
Okay.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Do you have a situation that you can share that is similar to your topic?
Let me think. I'm thinking. Because I've been thinking about this all week long. Because this is a tough one.
I know.
Yes, it is. Let me say one thing about that real fast, just real quick, while on Janie, get our thoughts on everything to go. I feel as though I was trying to do that type of thing like that. The only reason I felt guilt,
okay,
I felt as though the way I was moving and the way and my age and what my age was at the time, I felt guilty because I felt as though I was doing better in life than what I was doing. I feel not guilty, man. That was me. I'm like, yo, what am I doing here? Like, I was in the recovery house and all that type of stuff. I felt guilty because I'm looking around at all these people. Mind you, I ain't even mean to, I'm undermining people, not even me, but I'm undermining them. What the fuck am I doing here? I should be doing way better with myself because I know better, but I just...
All right. All right, Jeannie, did you think of something?
Yeah. Like, if you're in a relationship and somebody fucked you over, do you feel guilty by getting rid of them or, you know, the feelings, or you want to stay with them? Well, with me, you got to fucking go. I can heal better by myself without you being around. Because by you being in my presence is going to build up more anger and anger. Because I got to look at you every day.
I get it.
You get it?
Yeah, I definitely get it. I mean, you hit it right on the spot. Yeah. Like, you know, situations, sometimes you deal with them longer than you should. But once you leave, you might have some guilt. I've been through some guilt leaving situations that I stick around too long for. So, but then you gotta realize, if you don't love yourself again, it's going back to that, then you're gonna sit with a situation that just keeps fucking you over, like you just said. You're gonna sit with it, and then who you got to blame? Nobody but yourself, because you're the one that didn't leave. Because, you know, obviously the other person not gonna leave, because they comfortable in their situation.
But I'll make your life a living hell.
All right. Well, Diamond, we're going to go to you next. You had 429. What was your topic?
429. Would you want multiple spouses, and how would your schedule look? Okay. To answer that off the bat, no. Absolutely not. I'm a Gemini, and I'm true to my sign. Like, I'm easily agitated. It doesn't take much. One partner is more than a fuck enough for me. I'm agitated with myself sometimes, and how my goals and everything, me just, little things I do trigger me and piss me off. Leaving things around, I don't need two partners.
Face the camera at you?
No, it's fine. Oh. I don't need two partners, or three. Now, the ideal sounds nice. You know, different people, different things. I that does sound nice. It's not like, I'm not going to say I've never crossed my mind or I never thought about it, or, you know, like, oh, just for the weekend, that for that, or whatever. But at the same time, like I said, I'm a realist. And me, I just don't got time for this shit. I don't. I'm going to get annoyed with you. You want to see me, and I don't want to see you today. The other one wants to do something, like people catching feelings. I don't have time for that. And then plus with my schedule, I keep myself busy. I got a job full time. I got a business I'm running during my job and outside of my job. So at this point, just be an investor. I don't even need another spouse. Just be an investor.
Okay, that was good. Now, and she also is on the podcast with us. every other week now, guys. And last night we were talking, not to go off of the topics, but last night we were talking and we're trying to figure out a title for her because she asked, could she be my manager? So I'm trying to figure out what we're going to call her. But I gave her the yes. We just got to give her a title. Because I don't want it to sound like manager, because that's like an everyday job, manager. We're going to give her something special that pops out there. So we're going to do this, guys. All right, we're going to go back to Ashley since Ashley is here. And then we'll go back. Ashley, we're not asking you to do both of your topics at once. We're going to come back to you because Evelyn and George both have two topics as well. So we're going to let you answer yours. Which one did you want to do, the 380 or the 450?
We can do the 380.
380, and that was?
Cultural homophobia when family honor/traditions outweighs a child's safety.
That's one thing I didn't really understand. Is it like the child being gay or the parents are gay?
The parents are gay. Same-sex parents. Is it a hinder or an acceptance for the child? Or could you give two outlooks? Like hindrance, can you give an example of it being a hinder? Or can you give an example of being something that's good for the child?
I mean, I can say it's both ways. Like, it really depends on the child and how they bring up the child. Because they might think it's awesome having two of the same-sex parents. They, you know, might respect their parents a lot more because of what they have to go through. But also, as a hindering, it could hinder because people are crazy. And I have seen how it does affect the child because of, like, the hate. People don't believe in it, or they just mess with them and try to get DCS involved because they don't think it's right, or they do try to hurt them. So.
Okay, so how would it be an acceptance? Do you have one that the child is growing and prospering in the household with the same-sex parents?
Yeah. I mean, they can still get good grades. They can still be a good student, a good kid. Just because they have two same-sex parents doesn't mean that they're going to turn out as a bad kid.
Right,
they can still thrive and still do their thing, going to college, getting good grades, have good friends, could be a person.
Okay. Sure.
I just want to piggyback. I agree with that, too. I also feel like, to some, they may be more experienced. You're more open-minded. You come from a different scenario. So it means if you coming from two men or a two-woman household, with that, that's already different from a typical household, for a regular norm. So your parents, you come from two different things. You're going to know more things. You're going to be open to more things. So that may benefit that child. And now when that child grows up and goes into the real world, imagine how well they're going to flourish, meeting different people and really like, oh, I did this, I had that, because they weren't scared of a risk. So it may be scary, like, yes, during them younger days, like, you know, I'm scared, you know, you know, maybe a little, because I hear people say like bullying, like I can see little things like that to an extent, yes. But I feel like they say, you'd rather go through your stuff when you're young, so when you get older, you don't gotta go through shit. And I feel like those kids are the same ones that's gonna grow up and be like the ones that can get along with everybody. And I hate, it's not saying that you need same-sex parents or stuff like that in households, but a lot of these kids are not open to things in the world. That's why they're so angry. That's why they're so crashing out. That's why they're not getting along. They're not joining groups. They're quick to pick up a phone and do a video, then go outside and interact with somebody. But the kids that are open to different things, you'll see a difference with them, how they deal with people, how they chase goals, what their risks are compared to people that don't had open experiences.
Yeah. Now, do you think it, Diamond, I'm asking you this question. Mm-hmm. Do you think it would matter if it was a situation where the parent, the mother, mm-hmm. I should say, was with the father at one point, but then went to be with another woman after her and the father split, and she is raising the child now with two mothers?
No. I feel like that all depends on how the scenario was, because you may have had that man in the house with you while you was with him. Doesn't mean he necessarily was a father. He could have just been somebody in that household. So maybe that's why you left, because he wasn't giving you what you need as a husband and a father, laying down those foundations, doing what the child may need it. And I hate to say it, but everybody knows women can do it better than men. That's why niggas get so mad about stuff. But we work harder, we think smarter. No matter what people say, like, we're emotional based, we're going to give you the emotion, but also the realness. So imagine getting with a man that's only doing stuff because he's supposed to. So you just doing because you're supposed to. You're not giving it your all. What about when you want to? You want to take care of this child. So now she found a partner that wakes up. Oh, you up in the morning. I got school stuff prepped. I got this. I'm studying. I'm helping you. Two of them women with that same mindset, that child's going to flourish. That child's going to go so far. So I feel like people need to stop. It's 2026, damn it. These standard norms is what's going to fuck the world up. Because who's to say that standard? Who's to say that's what it has to be? Because we see the, no offense, not to piggyback to you, but I grew up with a heterosexual household. I grew up with a mom and a dad. And honestly, that shit wasn't the fucking best. They fought a lot. That shit was unhealthy. That shit was toxic for real. So who's to say that was better? So I feel like it's just, it anything can, you know, mess with a child or maybe take a child on a different path. But like I say, it all depends on that child. You can live in the funk, you can grow from the funk, but who to say it's also funk?
You're definitely right. All right. No, it shouldn't matter who raises you, basically, as long as they're doing it right and they're not harming the child. They're making the child live a better life that they might have lived in an opposite sex relationship household, you know? So if my thing is, if I was with a woman when I was raising my kids, I honestly think, and I hate to say it because, like I said, I'd rather be with men than women, but, you know, but if I had a woman in my house when I was raising my kids, I think my kids have been better off. I'd be better off because these men out here, they ain't shit. They ain't shit. And I'm being dead honest. Like, it's all good and fine and dandy in the beginning, but as life goes on, if you plan to stay with somebody for years at an end, you find out, like, you might not be shit. Like, somebody could be telling somebody that I'm not shit. But that's your opinion and this is mine.
I gotta stop you. Man, Al, only man on here. Maybe the niggas you dealt with ain't shit.
Oh. Well, I said that's my opinion, and you have yours.
You ain't just gonna badge all of us now.
All right, Al. Yeah, I ain't talking about you either. Like, I'm talking about my situation, period. Like, any situation I've been in relationship-wise with another man, yeah. I'm 99.9999999% of the time, they wasn't shit. So, all right. So we're gonna move on, Evelyn, to your second topic.
I wanted to speak on that too.
You want to speak on the last one? Go ahead.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, well, if you keep attracting low shit niggas, then what does that mean to you? Not being disrespectful, but sometimes we gotta look at ourselves. Mm-hmm.
You do.
In order to stop fucking with low vibrational people, we have to raise our vibration as well.
So that's like an addiction then, Evelyn. Like, I got to change people, places, and things, right? Exactly.
Message.
All right, Evelyn. Your next topic was 400, Diamond. What was 400?
If you never experienced homophobia, how do you benefit from it?
Oh, that's the one she already did?
Yeah, that's 400.
Okay, so 382.
Force forgiveness. Expecting.
No, that was my next one.
Oh, yeah, because she did the other one already.
So, what's she doing?
She did four. It's 400. You were right, Evelyn. Oh. If you've never experienced homophobia, how do you benefit from it?
I look at the question in the same way. If you never experienced racism, how would you be living under one roof? Or one accord.
Yeah, atmosphere, yeah.
It's tough. It's just like racism. It's tough. Homophobia is tough because it's like, how do you know my sexual preference if you were not introduced to it or it's been brought up, you feel me? And it says it's still taught. So it's like, if you don't experience it or, you know, like go through it, which you shouldn't, because you'll never understand the diversity or the culture from other people. You find great hairstylists, you find great fashion designers, you find great friends. They always know what great clubs to go to. You know, like, you be losing out on a real good, genuine person all because you're homophobic.
You're right. You're definitely right. You're right.
I don't look at it. It's just like a non-binary person. So when you say I'm non-binary, that means I don't identify with woman nor man. So now what group do you put them in or to hang out with them? You should. If you want to hang out with the females, you hang out with the females. If you hang out with the males, you hang out with males. It's your choice. That's what everyone, you have a choice.
Right, right.
That's just because you hanging around someone that loves other men, or someone that loves other women, don't mean you want to catch it. Or, that's what most heterosexual men really think. And then come to find out, 35% of them is down low anyway.
You're right about that. And there's a lot of relationships. Thank you for joining, Missy. There's a lot of relationships out here that, you know, even you can watch movies and documentaries and all types of stuff about men and women living heterosexual lives, but they're really sneaking out and sleeping with the same sex, you know. But that's their cover. And sometimes the person that they're with, the heterosexual relationship, they know about they going out and doing that. And they willing to, you know, protect their space and, you know, loyalty and be true to them and fight to the end of the road, you know. I don't want that kind of relationship. Like, if you with me, be with me. I don't want you sneaking out being with somebody else. I don't care if it's same sex or opposite sex. Like, let me know so we can part our ways and then you can go do what you want to do.
There you go.
And then it's like,
I have a question.
Diamond has a question, Evelyn.
No, let her finish. Oh. Let her finish.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Was it pertaining to this question?
Yes, yeah, it was about the gay stuff. I just wanted to ask, when she said about the relationship, I was going to ask you all, do y'all know what a lavender marriage is?
No.
What? The who?
Lavender marriage.
So no one's heard about a lavender marriage?
I never heard of that.
You dress in lavender and get married?
No. So a lavender marriage is, let's say, hypothetically, I with you, George, but I ain't going to disrespect your manhood, bro. So let's say Obama and Michelle, whatever, just some whatever.
Michael
and Michelle, like they married, right? Been married. However, they're a lavender marriage because Michelle knows Michael is really gay. But because of his status, he won't make it if he's not with a woman. So a lot of CEOs of company, like working in DC, I know a lot of lavender marriages where men that have a lot of money and have high positions are married to beautiful women. But literally the women know I'm put up and all I gotta do is stay home and go with you to these meetings and you sneak around with men. That's a lavender marriage. But she knows. She knows. Like, she knows you taking dick, but I'm put up. So that's why it's lavender. It's soft, but it's still, like, you know, lavender has that little hint of aggression. Right. So it's like the nigga sneaking out, but the lady, she's put up. She's living her best life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like all the queen's men, when the lawyer lady and her husband.
Yep.
Swinging.
Yep.
Okay, and they agreed to that. Gotcha.
Because he was the governor or something, right? They was running for mayor. Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying, like, I was calling Michelle Michael, because that's really Michael. But okay.
You ain't right, Evelyn.
No, I'm so real. And that's what I'm saying. Like, just like rappers, they so hardcore, but most of them is initiated in. And you knew the initiation is sacrificing, is giving up your brown round to be at. But if most rappers promoted, how many of them actually had education, degrees, and actually went to school and promote that versus promote the kill, steal, and destroy? Mm-hmm. Imagine how the world would change a little bit.
Amen. Amen. And like that goes back to people got to be real with themselves. Like, don't hide who you internally are to save face. Like, we should all be able to be who we are without having to hide that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Yeah.
But yeah. I say, don't never judge a book by its cover, because you could be missing out on many blessings and raise your vibration levels. And you have an open mind. Just, I don't see color. We are aliens.
We are aliens in human form.
In human form, skinwalkers.
So skinwalkers, and I'm gonna go to the skinwalker farm. No.
You take the skin with us when we die. You take the bones when we die. So that means what? Your spirit has left the building.
But your body is still there. There you go. And your heart is not beating no more. Of course, they take all the organs and stuff out of you anyway. And okay, George, your next one was what, 426? Or you did 414?
I did 414 first.
Okay, so 426.
Yeah, where we at? Oh, realizing closure doesn't come from them.
Okay.
Closure for me is personal. Because still, no matter what the person does, as far as their actions or their words or anything of that nature, it's still, you got to be able to, you know, you got to still be able to review after no matter what they did. And I mean, and the closure part of everything is like, even if a person gives you, like, that's, let me get to that part first. Because a person can give you closure by explaining to you what happened and why it happened and this and that and the fourth. But there's a different type of closure when a person don't even give you the answers or the reason or the communication that you need in order to heal your heart right. But at the end of the day, it's not even, I get to a point where it's not even the question of, why did this person do this to me? I'm to the point where, as though I got the question now is, what did I learn from that person? So I can't make the same fucking mistake twice.
Amen.
So that's where I'm getting that false closure. And it's like, you can't get no closure when you're dwelling on the past. Oh, that person, what was me? What was me? What was me? Won't pull me up a drink. Like, we're doing that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, once again, like, closure is eternal. And I'm not forgiving you for what you did, because what you did is what you did already. I got to do that for me so I can find my inner peace and find out what, like once you give me that closure, let me figure out what makes me tick, what makes me go on, what's going to keep me going and flowing and not keep dwelling on bullshit that already happened already. What's going to cleanse my body and soul from what you do? What's going to make me whole again? What's going to make me whole again? You know what I'm saying? It's like, and I put realizing true closure is eternal act of letting go and choosing peace over chaos, not a gift that was borrowed from somebody else.
Amen. Did you have a situation that you would like to talk about that you went through with this?
Fuck yeah. So I was down at a power plant one day. I was probably about 24, something like that. I met this girl named Malicia down at the power plant and shit. We dancing, whatever, got our number and everything. We really hit it off. So probably about a week later, she come over. We do the Mr. Nasty or whatever. And so a couple days go by, I ain't hearing nothing from her. So I had a phone, was like, what's up with you? You ain't got no rap. This and that. She like, oh, I got back with my ex-boyfriend. I say, okay. But mind you, I didn't even ask why you did that or what the fuck was going on. I'm like, all right, George, that's the clothes you needed right there. She said that she back with her dude. let it go. You feel me? Just let it go so you can get back to living peacefully like I would before I met you, bitch. So let me just go ahead about my business. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a small example for real. I just chose peace over chaos. That's it.
Amen. 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 All right. Well, before we go back to Ashley's second one, I'm going to answer mine. And mine was 445, and it's who benefits from staying quiet. Actually, this is a deep conversation topic to have, like, for everybody, because nobody should stay quiet, like, and feel pressure. Like, I'm going to do the opposite way. Like, I've had people stay quiet with me and not tell me certain situations or how I should have handled the situation and just let me go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? But my real situation is, I'm going to go back to me being quiet. I've been quiet a lot when it comes to work because we just a little people. We not the upper ups. So sometimes you want to say certain things to them, but you just don't. But I feel like, for me, I'm a subcontractor. So I'm not an employee. I work for myself. So if I got something to say now for this job, I say it. Like, for instance, Friday, Kennedy Krieger, they sent my money over to pay me. But I didn't get paid for them from my job, who's supposed to only be able to push one button on the computer to send the money to my fucking bank account. I mean, I got paid, but I got paid for Z-Trip. I didn't get paid for my Kennedy Krieger part. That's $100. That ain't no chump change. Shoot, $5 is a lot to me now. You know what I'm saying? So $100, you know what I can do with $100? So I was quiet all weekend. They're open tomorrow, even though it's a holiday, but banks are closed. So I know I'm not going to get paid tomorrow. I'll have to wait till Tuesday. But best believe 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'm going to be in that job discussing how I fucking feel about my $100 that I should have got Friday night and I didn't get. So being quiet, it don't help you. Make sure when you got something to say, think about how you're going to word it before you say it, because that's what I'm going to have to do before I go in there, because my emotions and my anger is going to get the best of me, and I'm going to have to step back and woosah and then come back and say it again. No, don't woosah. Just go off. Just shoot out. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you know when I need a job after tomorrow. All right, Evelyn. Okay, we're going to go back to Ashley for your second one.
I'm here.
All right, and that was what? 450?
Let me go back to it. Close down. Ashley, 450. If someone read your body language instead of your words, what would they learn about your pain?
That's really... I'm not good at this.
That's a deep conversation, and Ashley, I know a lot about you because we family, but I'll let you decide which topic you want to talk about, but that's deep.
So I recently was diagnosed with lupus, and I really haven't talked about it a lot, but this question really relates to that because I have been through so much with the doctors, and I guess my body language, it comes off as I try to hold it together, because at the end of the day, nobody really cares what you're going through unless they've dealt with it, you know? So that's a really hard subject. but I hold a lot of pain and being uncomfortable. And it does show my body language, because I'm not going to say it. Yeah, that's pretty much.
And you have four children, right?
Yes.
So
that's the thing too. You know, you gotta put a big smile on for the kids. My husband's here. It's something that you have to deal with. It's something you have to deal with. You just kind of have to suck it up and just deal with it.
Yeah. I know that you have to be strong for your kids. And we've talked, you know, a lot about the situation because you've been there when I was going through the cancer situation. So I understand that, you know, like you said, nobody understands it unless they went through it. And I don't mean go through it as they experienced the sickness, the illness, like we did, you know, or like you did. And I'm saying going through it with you, like 100% got your back. Nobody understands it unless they that person. Like for you right now, I wish I was closer. I'm coming to North Carolina sooner than later, but I wish I was closer because you're in South Carolina. But your backbone right now is Freddie, your husband. So we know, and your children are there for you. They might not understand everything that you're going through, but they're there for you.
They try. They definitely try.
Mm-hmm. Especially your older ones like Odie and, oh my gosh, the girl. She is a princess. She's a princess inside of a princess, I tell you.
Come on, Jayla.
Yes, Jayla. And Aubriana too. Aubriana, like, I see she feels your emotions. Like, when we be on FaceTime or something, she feels your emotions when you talk. When you tell her something, she look at you like, that, yeah, mommy means business this time. Okay, let me go. Yes.
She feels it.
Yeah.
She's the one that can read the room, and she's only 4.
And you had the young ones. Like, I remember when mine were small, so... And I was going through whatever I had to go through, but it makes you who you are today, and it makes you a stronger person, and you're fighting it. You're not a quitter, so, you know.
Also makes you learn who's there for you and who's not, and when to speak and when not to speak. Like, I learned that, you know, you said it's about body language, but it's also, like, it's just you learn when to talk about it and when you don't. Because not everyone's going to understand or care. And it does a lot more damage to you than it does anybody else.
No, that's valid.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't understand and don't care, guess what? That's okay. Because it's a numbers game. We got people in our life that might stand 10 toes down with us, and they like 3 people in one. So... you don't have to worry about the one that doesn't want to be behind you or support you in any way. Because, like, for instance, I can sit there and say, my daughter, she could be 4 or 5 people behind me standing strong. But let's say another person that's not my family or blood, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm helping you and supporting you, this, that, and the other. But where you at when I really need you? Like, I'm not talking about financially. I work for mine, so you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about being there to listen, to lend your ear, a shoulder to cry on, something.
Can I say something on that?
Sure.
I used to feel that way as well, but now where I'm at, going on 30, I believe that God doesn't put them people in your past when you're going through that stuff because they just gonna make shit worse. So you may be looking for these people to uplift you, but maybe God removed them because they was just gonna bring you down. And what you going through right now, Ashley, you don't need nobody that's always focused on them, half-asses you, don't really respond back to your messages. Because imagine you would have told somebody that and they left you on read. Oh, I'm pissed the fuck off. How dare you ask me what's going on? You left me or I thought I'd been vulnerable with you? So just look at, like, because old me, I ain't going to come years back and be like, that person said it was going to be there for me. You said call you if I need anything. But now if I realize I reached out, you have one time not to be there. That's God telling me you wasn't meant to be there for me. And that's okay. That's okay. It may hurt a little bit, but take it on the chin and keep it mushing, keep it pushing. Because you don't need nobody that's going to drag you down. You don't need to go through your situation and in the back of your head, like, is this a real friend? Do they really care? So just look at it like that. But I do pray for you. And I hope that you do have people around you that truly encourage you. And it may sound good, like, you know, the husband and kids, but sometimes you want more. You feel me? They're already there every day. That goes back to what people are supposed to do and what they do. So not that they're not supposed to. They're supposed to support her. But sometimes, you know, she probably wants more. And that's definitely valid. That's definitely understandable. I just don't want you to be hard on yourself about those that aren't there for you. Because they don't deserve you. If they don't deserve you when you at your worst, they're not gonna deserve you when you get better. So just keep your head up, keep it pushing, and you're gonna be good, love. You're gonna be good. Fuck them people.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I actually had a customer off recently just for the same thing, but she was turning around on me, and I just had to realize, like, sometimes, like, you know, you want friends, you want somebody to talk to, but at the end of the day, I don't have to worry about my husband and my kids going anywhere. Mm-hmm. They have been the only ones that have stood by me through all of this and just everything I've been through with my, who's my brother, all of it. Like, they've been in my corner regardless, and that's enough for me.
So they are your roots to mm-hmm. your tree.
Yep.
And they're holding you down.
Amen.
And you have to think of people as leaves on your branches. It's just like seasons and reasons. They only here for a season and a reason. They are not mm-hmm. meant to stay forever. You have a lot of mother suckers just calling your phone and being around you daily. If you just think about all the people y'all ever come in contact with and befriended, supposedly. You're not meant to be around all those people. Everyone has been placed in your life for a lesson. Family do not support family. That is the number one rule that we have found out the hard way. If you find yourself a good support group for lupus, you will find your family there. I guarantee it. Because everyone that's not my family is my family. More of my family than my blood family. So it's not where you come from, it's who you, not who you grew up with, it's who you can go through shit with. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't push many a wheelchair for a motherfucker that won't even walk me across the street.
Amen.
But I can't dwell on that. I have to keep it moving. Alone has to be alone. I'm fine with that. Your husband is your best friend. Look into him.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yep.
And again, find you a good support group, Ash. And get with them. I swear you'll come out with recipes and some more.
I know that's right.
Okay.
And friendships for life.
And that way, when you go to talk about your situation, you're not feeling like you're just bringing it up and people don't care. They care. Maybe something that you experience can help them. Maybe something they went can help you in your, you know, the days you're not having good days. Find your people that, not necessarily like you're all sad, but find your people. That way you don't feel like I have to be mute because nobody understands. No, them people that find you, they gonna understand you. They probably gonna pull it out of you. Girl, how was your appointment today? Girl, how was that? Boom, boom, boom. Do you need something? Those people, they understand.
Now, let me say something about that. You ever heard the walking on eggshells situation? Like, if at any point, any conversation you want to have about your disease to somebody, if you feel like you have to tiptoe around it to tell that person, that is not the person for you to be telling it to. And they don't need to know your situation. Move on to somebody that you know. Not smiling in your face. They really smiling generally because they want to hear and they want to help.
Hell yeah.
Tired, George? We're done with them. We're done with the topics, but I'm going to go, this might hurt segment. I'm going to save for next week. Because we are already over an hour and we haven't chosen the topics for next week. So we're going to choose the topics for next week and then Diamond's going to finish us out with her final spill. So I chose the numbers 25 to 100 to choose from. So who would like to give me their number first? You got it?
I'm just going to write the numbers in the name. What's the numbers you said again?
25 to 100.
29 for me.
29 for Diamond. Okay. 29 for Diamond is... Oh, that's already taken, Diamond. You did that one.
Oh, of course I did.
George is 62. Okay, guys, let me get to 62. 62, George is feeling pressure to perform or please.
Got it.
Let me put your name next to it. All right. You want another one, too? You usually get two of them.
76.
Huh? 76.
76.
All right. What's a dream you abandoned because you didn't think you were worth of it?
That'll work.
All right, so Evelyn, you're next.
We have 39.
35 or 39? 39 is taken. Let's see, 35. If your heart could speak without fear, what would it say? Don't answer today, Evelyn. That's next week. All right, what's your next one?
I'm sorry, I had to put a muzzle. I'm sorry.
43. What part of your heart have you closed off to protect yourself?
Another one.
All right. Those are your two. Ashley, you said 37. Let me see. 37. What's the wound you've learned to live around instead of heal?
Okay, that's a good one.
Did you want a second one or you just want one?
I think I'll just do one.
Okay. Jeannie?
Give me 40.
40? What's the moment you felt the most alone, even with people around?
Okay.
And you want another one or just one?
You can give me two.
Okay, next one. Fifty is taken.
51?
51 is taken.
52?
Okay, 52. Childhood wounds showing up in adult love.
Okay.
Now, I will write these on my board when I get home tonight and I'll post it.
How are you doing?
Oh, Donna's doing it for me. All right, Al?
59.
59 is already taken. Wow.
Forty-two.
What pain shaped you the most?
Okay.
Another one.
Did you want another one or just one?
I'll slide with a deuce.
Okay, what's your next one?
67.
What do you need from me to grow? That's your best friend. From your best friend.
Spark on it. I'm like my blunt.
All right. Who else we got? Is that everybody?
No.
Diamond.
75
for Diamond. All right. What's a mistake you're still paying for emotionally, financially, or spiritually? You want another one or just one?
Just one.
Just one? Okay. And then I'm going to do, I said 25 to 100. I'm going to do 100. Let me see what it is. Ha! When weed stops being chill and starts being a dependency. I'm going to have to use somebody in the situation.
I feel targeted. I feel like this is for me.
No.
You're going to give me a story I'm going to tell.
Listen, I got one, two.
Huh?
that. You make me want to answer that too.
Okay.
Okay, so since it's mine, guess what? And it's pretty short, because I'm pretty sure you can sum it up in like 2 minutes each person. So if anybody wants to chime in next week after I give my side, then you can, okay? Just do like this, like raise your hand and be like, I want to speak. Did we get everybody, Diamond?
Yeah.
Okay, now Diamond is going to do the final spill and her topic.
It starts being what?
Huh?
It starts being what?
Dependency.
Okay.
Now Diamond's final spill, and she tells the topic because we did not know about it ahead of time. Well, I did, but...
What it do, you fine folks? All right.
You want to show your pretty face.
All righty. So I had this already in my notes. Let me see. What does 50-50 look like for you?
You got to choose somebody.
Oh, just choose. Everybody answer. I want to hear from everybody.
Okay.
Like, I want to know what you think about what a 50-50 like look like for you exactly.
We'll start with Jeannie and Allie to go across.
Oh, okay. All right, Jeannie, what's your answer?
I just want to say, Evelyn, I feel targeted.
That was Al. What's the answer? What's your answer, Jeannie?
Anywho, 50-50 is going all in together. Not just one person taking on the whole load, or one person putting in a portion and the other person filling in the entire gap. It's everything all in together. It's not just, yeah, we working together, we can get it done together. I don't give a fuck. We gotta go bare balls naked to get the shit done. We gonna get it done. Fuck that. We in it.
Amen. Amen.
I agree.
That is an easy way out, Jeannie. Okay, okay.
It shouldn't be on one person.
You right, you right.
I agree.
Okay, George.
Let me run my second.
Okay, go ahead. Run it.
George.
I don't really believe in 50-50. I believe in 100-100.
Okay.
I believe in that.
I was waiting for someone to say it. I ain't gonna lie, I was waiting. Go ahead, George. I didn't think it was gonna be, I thought it was gonna be Evelyn, but go ahead, go ahead.
I know everything. I mean, to me, it's just like full investment, no matter what's going on, the ups and downs, and round and round, the merry-go-boat, however you want it to go. It just means you fully invested in everything, with your partner, all have you had, with your partner got, you know what I'm saying, you feel me?
Yeah,
not.
Right.
All invested, no matter it's emotional, spiritually, physically, financially, whatever. You just 100-100 invested in everything you do with your partner. So it ain't 50-50 for me.
I like that. I agree. Evelyn?
Well, some of y'all know because we blood, and some of y'all may not know, but I was raised under my grandmother's roof with Grandpa Peter and my grandmother worked together. So it was 100-100. Even on days he didn't work and she did, or she worked and he, I mean, she didn't work and he did. It was a fair exchange and I don't see that in today's time because everyone is so stingy of what neck, like, what can I get? Where can I get more? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it's so disgusting. Like, I'm raised where the man brings home the check. If I have one, I'm bringing home. We put that shit together. We're going to take care of them bills first, and then what we have left, we will split and divide. And yeah, that, if that's you want to call 50-50, but we want to make sure them goddamn bills is paid for.
Okay.
That's 100.
So that's 100.
Yeah, that's a hundred. We on the same page.
But the other part is, days you might not feel like coming home from work and cooking, and I've been home. I could have cooked. You get what I'm saying? I know you're going to come home feeling like maybe 50 or 60% of you. It's up to me to give you that extra 40 for you to feel whole, and vice versa.
Absolutely.
If I'm feeling low and 70%, I expect you to give me that 30%.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say on my part. Yep.
to match, to make it 100 if it's not already
every
there.
Every day is not going to be the same. That's what I said. It's not always about money. It's not. That's why I'm glad you said that. It could be you out having a day, and I'm in here, and I took care of this whole household. I cooked, I cleaned, I took care of the kids. You may want to go chill with friends, but that may have been the 70 I did. All I need that last 30 from you is come in here, cater to me, acknowledge me. It doesn't have to be money. But I'm glad that I had a discussion with this age group because, mind you, I'm a little younger. I'm going on 30. Some people around me, 50-50 to them looks like, I guess you would say more traditional, even though I don't really think so. The woman stays home. She does all the cooking, the cleaning, and the man takes everything else. So to them, that's 50-50. I'm taking care of the house. I'm doing this. You're paying the bills. That's that. But to me, that's... Me, I can't be comfortable sitting on my ass while you go every day. You not already coming here and telling me I need to have this done. I'm not going to move on your time. So I'm in a relationship where it's 100-100. When we see them bills, we see it to each other. We going to handle this. When it comes to this, it's not just, oh, you taking the trash out. Mind you, I'm in a same-sex relationship. So she's not just taking the trash out. I don't care if she identifies as the masculine type or not. We're both taking them trash out. We both getting them dishes done. We both getting things done in the house. So it's 100-100. It's no one feeling like, I can lean back and do this while they pick up the slack. No, because like I said, somebody said something a few weeks back on here. We all one paycheck from being behind. We all one paycheck from being fucked up. So imagine we both working and we fucked up. So I need to know that no matter what, you going to take care of me. You have the mentality to take care of me, to keep things going when things fall off. So I feel like that's really good. I like the mindset of everyone for the 50-50. Alan, I'm going.
Yeah, but I need to answer.
Go ahead.
You see this goddamn light bill, baby? What we gonna do about this?
Okay, BG&E, Governor Westmore needs to count his fucking days. I'm tired of this shit. I already put it on my Instagram and I tagged his ass. I'm not. This shit is fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what we gonna do for that light bill. We both gonna hit that block together, son.
I'm gonna show a leg and a cleavage or something. Okay. But no, my 50-50 is... I can be honest, like, we got no filter here, right? I feel, I got 10% left on my phone, guys, so I'm gonna hurry up and answer this. I feel my 50-50, I've never been in a relationship where it was 50-50. I've never been in a relationship where it was 70-30, 65-35. I don't know what that means. You know what I'm saying? But me now, that I'm older, the red flags, I'm not accepting nothing. If you can't bring to the table what I bring to the table or more, you ain't worth my time. I know my worth now. I know my worth now. Like,
somebody know their worth.
We clocking it.
we love a queen that know her worth. Yeah.
So guess what? And it's way past due for me to know my worth. And guess what? These last years that I got on this earth, if you ain't doing what I need to be done, when I say I need it done, then you don't have to worry about doing it. You can get the stepping.
Because my thing is, I was always taught, with or without a man, a woman's job is never done because it's still got to get done.
Ooh!
That's
why
people think about taking out the church thing. Then it's in that house or not. I'm gonna wait
to the trash
piled up to the ceiling and say, oh,
I'm gonna
wait for a man to come.
Mm-hmm. It still gotta get done.
It still gotta get done.
Absolutely.
And like, if somebody is staying home, I'll say this and we'll be getting ready to go. I do have a lot more stuff to say, but I'm gonna wait till next week and say it. I'll be at home next week because Diamond's, that's gonna be her off week. So I'll be able to have all my stuff set up. I didn't bring all my chargers and stuff in here, so my equipment is dying. But just to realize, like you just said, Evelyn, clapping your hands. People need to know that they got supporters once they realize what they need to go and you know, to move forward. Like, say I don't ever want to be with a guy again or a woman. You know what I'm saying? But I know I got you, Evelyn. I got George, I got my daughter, I got somebody I can call and talk to, you know what I'm saying? I don't need that soulmate or what we supposed to have soulmates to make my life the way it need to be. I got to do me before I worry about doing somebody else.
The proper word is companionship, and that's what most people really should be having before going into a relationship, honestly, because if a relationship is supposed to be built on friendship, where do we begin with friends and start with getting to know each other? That's that companionship, because if that relationship falls, at least we have another foundation to fall upon. It can be what? Friendship. Out of anything else.
Yeah, because you meet the person, you fuck them, now y'all go together. Y'all ain't even had a chance to build nothing.
You gotta be friends before you are, you know, because if you're not, you're gonna be foes and enemies way before it's supposed to be over.
It's the point of taking the time to get to know somebody before you wanna play Russian roulette with your lips and your hips.
You right about that, and I can move.
don't get your ass slid out there, kid. Stop playing.
All right, guys, so we're going to end this podcast. This has been a very good session, and this is, wait a minute, we're trying to get to the 12,000, guys. Oh, we did it. We got 12,000 likes. All right. Next week, we got a topic. We need more people to come in and do it, though. So we're going to end They Won't But We Fucking Will podcast. We will be back next Sunday at 5:00, minus Diamond. She is on every 2 weeks.
Next Saturday, for those that want to join me on Instagram, I'll be live on my Instagram doing a live auction for my press-ons. Even if you don't buy nothing, just come join, support me, cheer me on while I sell my products, and I would truly appreciate it. Thank you.
What time?
8 p.m. on Instagram. All right, I'm going to put my Instagram name in the group message. One has it. I believe Evelyn follows me. But just join. Share it live. You know, I'm not expecting you don't have to spend no money. I know, George, you don't wear no nails. You could buy your girl some nails, though. But, come. Have a good time. Just encourage me, for real, for real.
Look at his face. He said. All right, guys. Thank you for showing up tonight. And I will say, we will see you back next Sunday. But don't forget to go to Diamond's live auction. Even if you don't buy, support. That's all we asking. Love you guys, and I'll see y'all next week. On Instagram. I'm gonna send it to you, George. Oh, Diamond can send it to you. Diamond is putting it in the chat. Alright,
I love y'all. I'm out. Alright,
love you too. Bye.
Love you.
Still talking. I hit it. Oh. Damn, my phone dies fast.
That's the old charger?
Huh?
That's the old charger?
Mm-hmm. It's good, though.
Oh, I got one.
What did that say? What did that say?
You see rewards is live, $2.
Maybe not spend it all in one spot. Okay.
That's good.
95 viewers.
99 comments. Almost 100.
What's the others mean? Oh, gifters.
50,000 likes. You made 50,000 likes. That's strange. Share it to your story and stuff.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay. You didn't have to do all that.
And then I wanted to knock the stuff over.
Let me take it off again.
I'm going to check on this for
one. All right. And you what? Oh boy. I'm glad you reminded me about the auction thing, because I forgot about all that.
Me too, almost too. When you said I'm not going to be on, you're like, oh yeah, okay, next week, we'll go.
Share.